It's always a pleasure. Sameach, happy Sukkot. Today, Bezrat Hashem, because it's Chag HaBikurim, let's learn together a sugya concerning the Bikurim, which is nice and relevant in many ways. Okay? So, Bezrat Hashem will first learn a little sugya in Masechet Bava Batra, and it will figuratively put it to the side, and then we'll come back to it a little later on. Okay. Let's take a look for now. I think it's a double page. So one of the pages, it says, Bava Batra, Pei Aleph, Amud Aleph. And we're in the Mishnah over here. So it'll be right up on top. Okay? Let's take a look at the Mishnah. Okay. Hakoneh Shnei Ilanot B'toch Shtei Chaveiro. If a person buys two trees in his friend's field, Hare ze lo kana karka. He didn't buy the land. He only has the trees. So as the trees exist, he could take the fruit. If the trees die out, that's it. No more trees, no land, no nothing. Rabbi Meir Omer, kana karka. That if a person buys two trees, that entitles to him to not only those trees, but also the ground beneath and in between. And therefore, if the trees wither away and die, the person still has a portion of the land. Okay, so this is in Masechet Bava Batra, which is financial halachot, dinei mamonot. The question is, what relevance does this have to Bikurim? So let's see. Let's jump down to the Gemara. The Gemara here quotes a Mishnah in Masechet Bikurim. Tznan Hatam. We learn over there. Taf in Aramaic is interchangeable with Shin Nivrit. So Hatam means Sham. We have a Mishnah which says the following thing. Hakoneh Shnei Ilanot B'toch Shel Chaveiro. If a person buys two trees from his friend's field, Mevi Ve'eino Korei. The person brings Bikurim, but does not say the Psukim. We all know that in Hilchot Bikurim, there are two stages. There's bringing the Bikurim from the Shiva Minim to the Beit HaMikdash, to the Kohen. That's stage one. And stage two is that we read certain Psukim, which are very famous through the Haggadah, Arami Oved Avi. Now, why would a person not say the Psukim? Let's take a look at the Rashbam on the right. In certain Masechtot, the Rashbam takes over for Rashi, or is found with Rashi as well. Says the Rashbam on the right side, it says, Ve'eno korei, about 10 lines before it gets wide, Ve'eno korei, lefi, shelo kana karka. The person does not get land with only two trees. Ve'lo karina bei, pri ha'adama, asher natata li. Because part of the proclamation which we say to Hashem is, we're thanking you, Hashem, for giving us the land of Israel. Now, if you only buy two trees, and according to Tanakhama, the first opinion, you are not entitled to land, you can't say the land which you gave me because it does not give you a part in the land. Okay, let's go back in the Gemara. Rabbi Meir Omer mevi vikorei. But Rabbi Meir here is consistent in his opinion in Masechet Bava Batra, that buying two trees entitles you to a portion in the land, and therefore not only do you bring the Bikurim, you say the Psukim as well. Okay, now we have a big Chiddush coming up. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Michayev Haya Rabbi Meir, Af Belokeach Perot Min HaShuk. That Rabbi Meir is of the opinion, if you go to Shuk Machane Yehuda before Shavuot on Chol, and you buy some olives in Shuk Machane Yehuda, even though you did not grow these olives, you just bought them in the Shuk, you bring the Bikurim and you say the Psukim. Why? What's the source for this? I mean, we thought you only bring us some things which you grew in your own land. Mimai, what's the reason? Midikatani Mishnah Yetera. Because there's a seemingly superfluous and extra Mishnah. We all know there's nothing extra in the Torah. So why do we need the same Mishnah in two places? The argument between Tanakama, the first Tana, and Rabbi Meir is the two trees give you a portion in the land or not? Tanakama says no. Rabbi Meir says yes. Why do we need the same Mishnah twice? Michti, says the Gemara. Let's take a look. Tana lei diyesh lo karka. Rabbi Meir has already said in Masechet Bava Batra that two trees gives you a portion in the land. as pshita, so it's obvious, the mevi the koren. So it should be obvious that you would bring the bikurim and read the psukim according to Rabbi Meir. Because if we have the Mishnah Bava Batra, which indicates that two trees gives you a portion in the land, I don't need the Mishnah Bikurim, because it's obvious. Ella, shmamina, we can derive from the extra Mishnah, Mechayev Haya Rabbi Meir, Af Belokeach Perot, Minashok. Oh, so we see from here that a great big Kiddush, that the mere fact we have an extra Mishnah, which seemingly we don't need it because it's obvious what the halacha is, this indicates to us that according to Rabbi Meir, even if you didn't grow the olives in your backyard, you went to Shuk Machane Yehuda and you bought olives, you bring them as Bikurim in the Beit HaMikdash. Now the Gemara is going to ask three questions on this, which says that this can't be. Question number one. Vaktiv Hasher Tavi Me'artzacha. It says you have to bring it from your land, which means your backyard, your field, not Shuk Machane Yehuda, which belongs to the municipality of Yerushalayim. Answers Rav Shmuel, Rav Yehuda Mashmuel, Hahi Lemiyute Chutzala Arts. If a person, anybody here from Teaneck? Anybody from Teaneck? A little shtetl in Bergen County? All right, so if anybody goes to Queen Anne Road and goes to the Glad Express and buys vegetables there, okay, nice little store, then, you have a very good coffee house, by the way. So if a person buys olives in Glad Express on Queen Anne Road in Teaneck, New Jersey, then those you don't bring Bikurim for. But if you get them Shuk Machan Yehuda, which is Eretz Yisrael, you do bring Bikurim. Okay, so that's question number one we asked and we answered. Question number two, Vakativ, the Torah says, in reference to Bikurim, Ad Matcha, which seems to answer, imply your land and not the Shuk. No, Lemiyute Admat Akum. That's coming to exclude if you buy from Mustafa's land up in the triangle, let's say near Kfar Qasim up north, even though it's in the land of Israel, but it's non-Jewish ownership, you don't bring it. But if you buy from Chayim in Machane Yehuda, you do. Vaktiv Asher Natata Li, which you Hashem gave me, which seems to imply I bought it from the land itself, not that I bought it from the Shuk. Answers the Gemara, that's not the case. Diyahavit Lizuzi, you Hashem gave me money, Vizavni Behu, and with the money which you Hashem enabled me to earn, I bought the olives. So three textual questions on Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, trying to prove that if you buy olives from the Shuk, you don't bring Bikurim, and we gave answers to all three. And finally, we have the question which you can't answer. Meitiv Rabba, Hakone Ilan Echad B'toch Shechavero, Mevi Ve'eno Korei, Lefi Shelo Kanakarka Divi Rabbi Meir. That is, here's explicit, black on white, that according to Rabbi Meir, if you buy one tree and there are olives on it, you bring the Bikurim, you don't say the Psukim. Now, obviously, one tree in your backyard is just as powerful, if not more, than fruit from the Shuk. We see in both cases, you do not bring Bikurim. So, Tiyufta, which means we have destroyed the thesis of Rabbi Yehuda Mishmuel, and even Rabbi Meir holds that if you buy perot from the Shuk, you do not, you might bring this Bikurim, but you don't say the Psukim. Now, there's a question which arises here. The first question is that Me'artzacha seems to indicate that you have to bring it from your backyard. And we said, no, that's coming to exclude what? To exclude Bikurim from Chutzla Aretz. Now that's the question. Do we bring Shemot and Masrot from Long Island? Does Shemitah apply in London? No, so what's going on here? Why not? Why don't we bring Shemot and Masrot from Cedarhurst? And why don't we have Shemitah and the Karka in London? Why not? Mitzvah Tuyah Baretz. Is that we have a principle, a general principle, that any land-based mitzvah, where the mitzvah is based on the land, namely Shemot and Masrot, namely Shemitah, only applies in Eretz Yisrael. As opposed to other mitzvot, that we can't steal, that we have to make brachot, that we can't have cheeseburgers, which apply even in Chutz La'aretz, because they're not based in the land. Land-based mitzvot, mitzvot karka, which are dependent and contingent upon the land, only apply in Eretz Yisrael. It's a general principle. If that's the case, why do we need a special pasuk to tell me, Me'artzacha, that only Bikurim apply only in Eretz Yisrael? Isn't it obvious that they only apply in Eretz Yisrael? Right? Why do you need a special pasuk to tell me something which is obvious? Right, so let's take a look at the Tosafot, smack in the middle, right over here, the big Tosafot, the one on top. And let's take a look in the fourth line, right before it gets right, Vitema, next to last word of the fourth line. Vitema, which is a very serious question. Vitema, Amai itzdirch miyuta. Why do we need an exclusion to exclude chutz la'aretz from bringing bikurim? Ha'amar b'sof per kama de kiddushin, we know from the end of the first chapter in Masechet Kiddushin, kol mitzvah shehi tluya ba'aretz, which is contingent and dependent upon the land, eina noheget ela ba'aretz. It applies only in Eretz Yisrael. It's a general principle. So we have this general principle. Why in a special pasuk to say that Bikurim only comes from Eretz Yisrael? So the two answers which Tosfot give. The Yesh Mefarshim, some explain, Mishum de Bikurim itkashu are compared levasar bechalav. That we can't have a cheeseburger, and it says in the same pasuk, Reshit Bikurim machatri bet Hashem lokecha, lo tevashel gedi machalei vimo. So the end of the pasuk tells us we can't have cheeseburgers. And the beginning of the pasuk tells us we have to bring bikurim. Therefore, what would I think? Dichtiv. It says, Reshit bikurim matcha, tavi beit Hashem lakecha. That's bikurim, the beginning, the first fruits. And it says, lo tevashel gedi b'chalei vimo. So, v'sal kedaitach, I'm skipping half a line. V'sal kedaitach, that's vav samach dalet. I would have thought, shehuno again, af b'chutz la'aretz v'vavasa b'chalav. Because, just like in Manhattan, and in Australia, we can't have cheeseburgers. Can't go to Big Mac and have a cheeseburger. Same too, I would think that Bikurim also applied even in Manhattan and in Australia. That no. Which basically, what this answer is saying, the following thing. In essence, the question is correct. Once I have a general principle that only that all land-based mitzvot only apply in Eretz Yisrael, I don't need a special pasuk to tell me that Bikurim apply only in Eretz Yisrael. It's obvious. I don't need the extra pasuk. Just what? Because there's a pasuk in Sefer Shmot, which for whatever reason God put in the same pasuk the iser of basar b'chalav, of having a cheeseburger, together with Bikurim, I would think, just like a cheeseburger applies in the whole wide world, likewise Bikurim apply in the whole wide world, kamash lo mi'artzacha, that no, only in Eretz Yisrael. That's answer number one. And what we're driving for is now the following answer. Now comes a revolutionary thought. Ulu Ashba Nireh. Now this Rashba is one of the Ashkenazic Balei HaTosafot. This is not the Sephardic Rashba who was a student of the Ramban. It's a different Rashba. Rashba Nireh, the lo chashivi bikurim mitzvah tluya ba'aretz. There's a revolutionary thought. Bikurim are not in the category of mitzvah tliyah ba'aretz. And that's amazing, because they grow from the ground, right? They grow out of trees. Trees come from the ground. What's going on here? D'lo dami l'chuma u'maaser v'chala. Chumot and masrot and chala, those are mitzvah tliyah ba'aretz. Why? D'hatam, over there, guf ha'peirot, the physical matter of the fruits, mechuyavin b'chuma, the tevel ninu. Until a person takes off Chumot Masrot or Chala, it's called Tevel, which means don't go there, it's forbidden, it's a severe prohibition, you can't eat it until you take off the Chumot Masrot. Vasurin ba'achila, you can't eat it. L'kach chashuvin hein tluyin ba'aretz. In other words, it stems from the ground, there is a pre-existing prohibition, a big DGT, don't go there. Okay, and by taking off Shemot Masrot, you can go there. You remove the prohibition. That's Tali Ba'aretz. Of a Bikurim, but Bikurim are different. Ein Achiyuv Talui B'Feirot. There's no obligation which stems from the fruits themselves. Ela Be'Adam. It's on the individual, the person. De Ein Nesarin Ba'Achila. There's no prohibition eating the fruit until you call them Bikurim. Afal B'Shalohi Fishman Bikurim. Because what's the difference? By Bikurim, you have to come along and designate it as Bikurim. Until you say this is Bikurim, it doesn't exist. Now, if you eat it without taking off Bikurim, it is, you have annulled a mitzvah to say. But there's no pre-existing prohibition in Bikurim. V'od, and also, Until you make a pile of them and you gather them together and you winnow them, then muchach, it's proven shachiyuv tili befeirot l'fishlo yigia dain zman chiyuvan, that once there hasn't been a critical mass of the fruits, there's no mitzvah of trumot maasrot. Aval bikurim vaday chovata guf ninu, as on the person. In other words, tell us what here the Rashba says, something which is really earth-shattering and revolutionary. A mitzvah tliya bakarka, a land-based mitzvah, means that the chefza, the item itself, the physical item, has to have reached a certain critical mass, has to be gathered together, and there has to be a pre-existing isur, a prohibition, otherwise known as tevel. Then it's tali bakarka, and then the person removes the isur by taking off shemot and masrot or chala. That is tali bakarka, and that only applies in Eretz Yisrael. But Bikurim, until you go into the field and say, I am designating these olives, these grapes, these pomegranates to be Bikurim, they don't exist. Therefore, the person is the catalyst here. The person makes it happen. Because it's based, the focal point is the person, not the physical matter, not the ground, therefore it is not in the category of mitzvot tliyot bakarka. And I would think it applies in the whole wide world, because mitzvot on the gavra, on the person, apply everywhere. Therefore, in the special pasuk, me'artzacha, only in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so right now, we're going to take this Rashba, put it on the side. The Zashem will come back to it in about 18 minutes or so. Please don't hold me to the watch. Okay, so that was part one. Let's do part two. Okay, when we bring Bikurim, we basically thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu for bringing us to Eretz Yisrael, for giving the land of Israel to the Jewish people, and we have Hakarat Tov, we have gratitude, we thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's another mitzvah called Vidui Maaser. We know there's so many mitzvot to do. Shumot, Maasrot, Maaser Rishon, Maaser Sheni, Maaser Ani. Twice every 7 years, in Chol HaMoed Pesach, of the fourth and seventh year of the Shemitah cycle, we do Vidui Maaser, where we give to everybody what they're supposed to get, and then we say to the Kadosh Baruch Hu the following thing. Let's take a look at the top left. It's Sefer Dvarim, top left. New page, right over here, top left, okay? Ki Tichaleh La'aser et kol ma'asar tevuotcha. When you finish taking off all the masrot of your fields, of your wheat, v'shenash l'shit, shenat the ma'aser, v'tata l'levi, l'agir, l'atol, l'manah, v'chum v'shirach l'shaveh. Give to everybody. V'amarta l'fnei Hashem elokecha. Hashem, bi'arti ha'kodesh mebayit. I have removed the kedusha from the house. V'gan l'tativ l'levi, l'agir, l'atol, l'manah, v'chum v'shirach l'shaveh. I've done everything you told me to do. I've done everything he said for me to do. Let's jump down another pasuk. Hashkifa Hashem, look out. Nimaon kachacham in the shemaim uvarech ramcha Yisrael ve'eta adama asher natata lanu. Bless the land which you Hashem gave us. Kasher nishbata lavatenu eret zavat chalav udvash. We mention the land of Eretz Yisrael which Hashem gave to our forefathers. That's very similar to Bikurim. Okay, so in Bikurim as well, we thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Let's take a look in like the sixth line on the right side. V'atel ha-kohen asher ha-yiyah b'yamim ha-heim v'matav k'gadi yom l'shem l'kach v'atel ha-aretz asher nishba Hashem la'avotenu l'tet lanu. So both in Bikurim and in Vidui Maaser, where we acknowledge that the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants things out of us and to give Shemot Maasrot, and we said Hashem, we did it. In both of these cases, we thank the Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving Eretz Yisrael to Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Now, that being the case, let's take a look at who brings Bikurim and who says the Psukim and who doesn't. In Masechet Bikurim, we're right now smack in the middle. Mishnah over here, right over here. Okay, Mishnah says like this. Elu Mivyin V'lo Korim. The following people bring the Bikurim, but they don't say the Psukim. Hager, a person who converted, Ger Tzedek, Mevi ve'eno korein. He brings the Bikurim, but he can't make the proclamation. Why not? She'eino yachol lomar asher nishba Hashem la'avoteinu tet lanu. Because 12 tribes have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, as we see in the end of Sefer Bamidbar in Parshat Pinchas, but Gerim don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. V'maitai mom Yisrael mevi v'korein. If his mother's Jewish, he does. U'cheshehu mitpalel beino levein atzmo, and when a ger davens What does he say? Omer Elokei Avot Yisrael. He doesn't say Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu, because Jewish DNA he doesn't have. He says Elokei Avot Yisrael, which is a more generic term. Shubivet Knesset Omer Elokei Avoteichem. Imaya Itayim Mom Yisrael Omer Elokei Avoteinu. Now, has anybody ever seen the Sidur of Tefillah, which says if you're a ger, you say the following thing? Has anybody ever seen that? Has anybody ever heard a person who's a shliach tzibur, who's a ger, say Elokei Avot Yisrael instead of Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu? We never saw that. So it's the open Mishnah. So what's going on here? So the Talmud Yerushalmi argues on this Mishnah. Let's take a look. It says Yerushalmi Bikurim. Tani, B'shem Rabbi Yehuda, Ger Atzmo Nevi V'Kore. A ger brings the Bikurim and says the Psukim is against the Mishnah. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda the Tana, Rabbi Yehuda was a Tana, he is authorized to argue with the Mishnah. Why? Matam, what's the reason? Ki av hamon goyim nitaticha. Hashem said to Avram Avinu, you're the father of many nations. He used to be Avram, now he's Avraham. Meshavar haita av la'aram, which is one small people. Vakshav, mikan ve'elach, from here on in, ata rav mekol ha-goyim. That anybody who is mitgayer, he is the son of Avram Avinu, and he's part of the Jewish people. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Amar halachak Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda against the Mishnah. Ata uvda, a case came, kamei de Rabbi Abahu, of a ger, vahora k'Rabbi Yehuda. That the ger, he brings bikurim, he gets an aliyah, he's davens like Elokeinu Elokei Avoteinu. Because what's the point? Once a person joins tachat kanfei Hashchina, we just learned about Ruth yesterday in Shavuot, anybody who's a ger tzedek, he's joined a collective Jewish people, he's just as Jewish as anybody else, and therefore he also has a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam drives this point home. Let's take a look at the Rambam at the bottom, Halachot Bikurim. Ve'elu mevi'in v'lo korin. Hashem, because men have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, women don't. We'll do this a little bit further. Benot slavchad are the exception which proves the rule. Okay, now halacha gimel. Aval hager mevi v'korei. The Rambam says adamantly, a ger, he brings the bikurim, and he says the psukim. Ay, how can you talk about getting a chelek in Eretz Yisrael if he doesn't have one? Says the Rambam, Lefish nemar la'avram av hamon goyim netaticha, are you av kol alam kulo shnichnasin tachak kanfei hashchina? Anybody who joins the Jewish people is am Hashem, is son of Avram Avinu. U'Avraham etah shvuah tchilah sheshuv b'nav et haaretz. Because what happens if you're son of Avram Avinu, you have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So says the Rambam, we go based on Yerushalmi, that a ger is like a male ger, at least is like any other Jewish from birth. Male, and therefore he brings the Bikurim and says the Psukim, because being part of the Jewish people means you're son of Avram Avinu, and just like Avram Avinu got Eretz Yisrael, all of his children, physical and spiritual, have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Also, Melchot Tefillah, any ger who daven says Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, because he's Jewish as well. Okay, so that's in terms of Bikurim. Now let's take a look in the Vidui Maaser, in the Halachot of bringing Maasrot and Trumot. Does the same thing apply or not? So let's take a look on the left. Masechet Maaser Sheni Perek Hei. Mishnah Yudalid, right over here. Says the Mishnah, Mikan Amru Yisrael Mamzim Et Vadim, Aval Lo Geirim V'lo Avadim Meshucharim, She'en Lam Chelek Ba'aretz. Now, just like the Mishnah said, in Masechet Bikurim, that a ger does not bring Bikurim, because he doesn't have a he doesn't say the Psukim. Because this is a chelek in Israel, the Mishnah is very consistent, saying that what? Vidui Maaser as well, a ger does not say, because he does not have, a convert doesn't say, because he doesn't have a chelek in the land of Israel. But, should the Rambam accept this Mishnah or not? The Rambam. What did the Rambam do? In terms of Bikurim, according to the Rambam, does the ger say the Psukim?
Yeah.
Right, because of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, if you convert and you're a child of Avram Avinu, then you get all the zechuyot, all the privileges which come along with being a son of Avram Avinu. But let's take a look at the Rambam says in Hilchot Maaser Sheni. Yisrael, Halacha Yud Zayin, bottom left. Yisrael mamzerim mitvadim, aval lo geirim v'avadim mishuharim, but not converts and freed slaves. Mipnei she'ein lam chelek ba'aretz, v'hu omer kasher nishbata avoteinu. Now the Rambam says, sorry, if you don't have Jewish DNA, if you were mitgayer, you don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, and therefore you don't say vidui maaser. It is amazing, because the Rambam just said a few minutes ago, in terms to Bikurim, that if you are mitgayer, you join the Jewish people, you're a child of Avram Avinu, and you have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So this is really difficult to understand. Do Gerim have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael or not? In Hilchot Bikurim, says the Rambam, for sure they do. They're the children of Avram Avinu. But for some reason, when it gets to Hilchot Maaser Sheni, where it talks about Vidu and Maaser, apparently they're no longer children of Avram Avinu. Apparently they don't have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael. So what happened? When do Gerim have a chelek in Eretz Yisrael, and when not? And let's strengthen the question. In Bikurim, the Rambam said, women bring Bikurim, but they don't say the Psukim. Why not? Because they don't have a chelek in the land. But in Hilchot Maaser Sheni, he doesn't mention anything about Nashim. And generally speaking, unless it's a mitzvah seishes man grama, women are chayavot and everything just like men, just about. So we have a double question. In Bikurim, Gerim do say the Psukim, women don't. In Vidui Maaser, it's the converse. Women do say Vidui Maaser, and Gerim don't. So what's going on here? How can we understand this Rambam? So Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Brisker says the following thing. Let's do a little bit of some history right now. What was the biggest yeshiva in all of Europe? Anybody knows that's the Vid? Balazin, very good. And the two Rosh Yeshiva were the Netziv, and the Skan Rosh Yeshiva, like the Ko-Rosh Yeshiva, was the Beit HaLevi, Rav Yosef Tov HaLevi Soloveitchik. So the things didn't exactly work out, and later on Rav Yosef HaLevi Soloveitchik moved to Brisk, and when his wife died, he was saying Sheva, and the Tziv came to be Menachem Avel. And Beit HaLevi said, you know, Tziv, I feel very bad. I think I'm being punished because I caused you tzaras when we were Rosh Yeshiva together. So the Tziv says, absolutely not, everything's fine. And the proof is my granddaughter has to get married, and I think that your son Chaim is good for my granddaughter. And they became family, so they made up. So the son of the Beit HaLevi is the famous Rav Chaim Soloveitchik. He was a Rebbe in Volozhin, and later on he followed his father as the Rav of Brisk. And one of the sons of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, who became a Rav Yeshiv in YU, died in like 1941 or 40. And his son is Rav Yosef Soloveitchik, from Boston. And his youngest son, also is Rav Shmuel, is a chemist, taught chemistry at YU. And the youngest son was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who's a Rav in Chicago, and then went to YU, and went back to Chicago. So, and then another son, Rav Chaim, was the Grizz, Rav Yitzhak Zev, who was a Rav in Brisk in Lithuania, and survived the Holocaust and came here, and many of his children and grandchildren are Rosh Yeshiva in Yerushalayim. Anyhow, so Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, he has the following thought. He says, we have to differentiate between financial halachot and this is called religious laws. In terms of halacha, dinei mimonot, all right, money, and dinei isurin, which are more like bin adam lamakom. He says that basically, there are two aspects of Eretz Yisrael. There is a proactive one, and there is a passive one. In order for us to be chayav in many mitzvot, we have to conquer the land of Eretz Yisrael. We have to do kibush. We have to conquer the land, and proactively conquer it, and then there's Kiddush in the land. It's called Kivusha Arts, Kiddush Arts. In the time of Yoshua and David HaMelech was physically conquering the land with tanks and helicopters and guns. And in the time of Ezra, it was by settling the land. But either way, it's a proactive Kiddush consecration of the land of Eretz Yisrael. Oh, on the other hand, we have a concept called Eretz Yisrael Mukzeket Lanu Lavotenu. That the land of Eretz Yisrael always is ours. If you're Jewish and you have Jewish DNA, the land of Israel belongs to you. It's very, very passive. If the great, 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 great grandmother and grandfather are Jewish, especially the grandmother, the mother, then you're Jewish as well. So we have two functions here. Eretz Yisrael can be acquired through proactively conquering it, and Eretz Yisrael already belongs to us. So what's the difference? In terms of certain halachot, financial halachot, if you're Jewish and you have Jewish DNA, it belongs to us. even without doing anything. Like a Yerusha inheritance, person after Me'av Esrim went to Olam HaMet, the person inherits the money, didn't do anything, it's yours. It's ours. On the other hand, for certain talachot, we have to proactively go ahead, conquer the land, and then certain halachot apply that there's kedushat ha'aretz and things of that nature. Now, says Rav Chaim, Bikurim is different than Shemot Nasra. In Bikurim, we're thanking Hashem for the proactive conquering of Eretz Yisrael, which is done through war and settlement. Now, we know Mitzvah Pru Revu, men are required and women are not. Why? Torah says Kivshua, to conquer, and that applies to men. Men conquer and women don't. Therefore, says Rav Chaim, in terms of the conquering of the land, which is based on military actions, that applies to men and not to women. And that applies to Gerim, male Gerim, and not to women. Therefore, in Hilchot Bikurim, we're thanking the Kodesh Baruch Hu for giving us the land of Eretz Yisrael, which is acquired through conquering the land, which is proactive. And therefore, it applies to male Gerim. It would not apply to women. Women Gerot, or women who are Jewish from birth. Therefore, the Rambam Paskins in Hilchot Bikurim, that because we're focusing on the conquest of a land, which is proactive, therefore it applies to Gerim and not to women. But Hilchot Maaser Sheni, Vidui Maaser, is predicated upon what? It's predicated upon the second halacha, that Eretz Yisrael is Muvzeket Lanu Me'avoteinu, that if you have Jewish DNA, it's yours. Now, Gerim, they might have spiritual Jewish DNA, but not physical Jewish DNA. It doesn't go back to Avraham Avinu. Whereas women, obviously, the Jewish DNA is just as good, if not better, than men's. And therefore, it applies to women and not to Gerim. So the way Rav Chaim explains this, he doesn't say why this is the case, but he says, you have to realize, in Bikurim, we focus on the proactive conquest of the land. And that applies to Gerim, who go out and conquer, but does not apply to women, who are more passive. And therefore, men, Gerim, do bring Bikurim and say the Psukim, whereas women bring the Bikurim, they don't say the Psukim, because that Chelek in Yisrael, which is based on the proactive conquest of the land, women don't have. But the converse is the case in Maaser Sheni. In Maaser Sheni, in Vidui Maaser, where we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu, we took off Shemot and Masro, we did everything which we were supposed to do, that is based on the halach of Jewish DNA. That's Mukzeket Lanu Me'avoteinu. That it's us, we inherited it, which is very a passive halacha. That would apply to women, it would not apply to Gerim, because it's not the Jewish DNA. Okay, now, so that's the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, the Grach, Gon Rav Chaim, answers these Rambam, but he doesn't say why Bikurim is focusing on the proactive conquest of the land, and why Vidui Maaser is not on the proactive focus, but rather just, if you have Jewish DNA, it belongs to you. Any ideas why he says that Bikurim is proactive and Vidui Maaser is the more passive type? So it could be, if we recall the Rashba, which we learned at the beginning today. What does the Rashba say? That Bikurim is special and unique. Bikurim is different than Shemot HaMasrot, because in Bikurim, you the person, go ahead and make it happen. You go to the field, you say, this is Bikurim, there's no pre-existing Yisr, you say, this is Bikurim, these olives, these pomegranates, these dates are going to the Beit Mikdash for Bikurim, you make it happen. That's being proactive. Whereas Vidui Maaser, which is predicated on Shemot HaMasrot, those mitzvot to Yot HaKarka, was pretty passive. Once there's a critical mass, there is an Yisr, and the person reacts to it. A person doesn't form it. The person has a situation. He's looking at the Isser of Tevel, so you have to go along and fix it by taking off Shemot HaMasrot. But you're being passive, and you're reacting. You're not being active. Therefore, the nature of Bikurim is proactive. And that is more relevant to the Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael, which is done through Mulchama, through Yishuv, of being proactive. And therefore, that applies to Gerim, and not to women. Whereas the focus of Vidui Maaser, which is basically that Shemot HaMasrot, is where a person reacts to a situation. You have these fruits, there's this a tevel, alright, now go ahead and fix it. But you didn't create it. That is more in line with the Kinyan of Eretz Yisrael, which is predicated upon what? Muvzeket Lanu Me'avoteinu. That we just inherit it and we're being too active. So it could be that's the reason why in Bikurim we focus on the proactive side, and therefore, Gerim, yes, women, no. Whereas Vidui Maaser is on more the passive side, which is women, yes, and Grim, no. So it could be no. Just to finish off, that the Torah says the word Marasha in regards to Torah and Eretz Yisrael. The Torah says Velanu Moshe Marasha Kilat Yaakov, and in terms of Eretz Yisrael, in Parshat Ve'era, the Torah says that Eretz Yisrael is Marasha. That both Torah and Eretz Yisrael is that Marasha means, it sounds like Yerusha, we receive it, but more than that, Morish, we have to give over to others, to be active. That there are two aspects, both in Torah and in Eretz Yisrael, that really the Torah is waiting for us, it's really part of us, without doing anything. We have Torah amongst ourselves, just waiting for us to learn it, and the land of Israel, it's waiting for the whole Jewish people. Just what? We have to be active as well. That the Karen, the Torah is waiting in the corner, we have to go ahead and conquer it, and to learn as much as we can, fulfill as much as we can. So it's an active to also Eretz Yisrael as well, that it's waiting for us, we have to go ahead and inherit her, and to build her as much as possible in the land of Israel. So, B'zah Hashem, hopefully we should grow, both in Torah and Eretz Yisrael. I'm Yisrael as well. Pleasure learning Torah together, and to continue a good year, and all the best.